Well, good morning for this Friday edition of My Car Guru. This is Lenny Lawson, the car guru and your neighbor in the car business. We talked yesterday about the importance of having a neighbor that can do stuff. You know, fix a broken chair, put on a brake, set of brake pads, change oil, fix your lawnmower. Well, I'm the neighbor that doesn't live next door, but I'm as close as your phone. And that's usually in your back pocket or your purse. So anyway, if you're in the market for a vehicle, if you are thinking about buying something, of course, if you want to buy something I sell, love to see you. But if you, you know, aren't a fan of what I sell and you're a Honda buyer or a Toyota buyer, you know, you still want to go in there and be informed, right? You want to know what you're doing, be armed for battle. I mean, let's face it, sometimes it is a battle and sometimes you need to be armed figuratively. It's easy for you to say. But anyway, let's talk about my trip today. So I am driving to Cincinnati, Ohio today. I will be leaving Greenville shortly, maybe an hour or two, and driving through Morristown, through 25E, which goes through Tazewell and Middlesboro and Pineville, you know, all those big towns. Barberville, Kentucky, ends up intersecting at the interstate at Corbin. And then you get on 75. That's the way we go. We could go to Knoxville and around, but it's further. It's half an hour further. We've proven it to be the case after all of our trips. So anyway, we are going to be heading up and going through Lexington and then sliding over. I love that road between Lexington and Cincinnati. It's so interesting, especially just outside of Cincinnati where you see all the horse farms and you go by Georgetown where all the Toyotas are built and stuff. And I shake my fist at them. I'm going down the road. No, I really don't. But anyway, the trip is nice. But I was thinking about taking the Mach-E Mustang. And why that would be an adventure is that because it's an all-electric car, no motor, no hybrid, just electrons moving me down the road. And so I know that the range is supposed to be about 300 miles. It's 280 to get to where we have to go. It's not Cincinnati, it's just south of Cincinnati. Florence, big city of Florence, Kentucky, that's where my grandson lives. Well, he really lives in Burlington, but you know, who's asking? Anyway, so we looking at the charging situation, and I started looking. Well, I Googled it. I wanted to see where the charging stations were, and it showed me, like in Lexington, there was a bunch, but there were only three level three charging stations. There were a bunch of level two charging stations. I looked in Richmond, Kentucky. I knew not to even bother in some of the smaller towns. And so what's the difference? Well, level two, if you plug into a level two charger, plug the Mach-E or anything, it's going to charge, it's going to take about 8 hours to get a full charge. And I didn't want to have to sit there for 8 hours or even 3 hours, you know, to get a minor charge, just enough to get me to Cincinnati. What I'm looking for is a level three charger, which is about 480 volts, and it's throwing the electrons at a rapid pace into that battery, and it'll charge about 80% in 40 minutes, I believe. At least that's the theory. And so I started thinking about that and looking that I could only find one. Now, Tesla, if you drive a Tesla, then you know that you can go to a Tesla supercharger station. All of them have the maximum capacity chargers, and they'll, you know, get you where you need to be as far as battery in a pretty short period of time. Unfortunately, my Ford Mach-E will not plug into a Tesla supercharger. They discriminate. Tesla discriminates against Fords. So I'm not going to go out and buy a Tesla, so I'm going to jump in my wife's Lincoln Continental and drive it. Or we may take a truck. I haven't decided. But, you know, so that's the challenge. I mean, you're thinking about going electric. If you would do a lot of traveling, I'm not going to recommend it. If you're on the highway a lot, it's just not there, folks, and it's not going to be for some time. Now, if 300 miles, let's say safely 250 miles of range is good for you. Let's say you're going to Asheville and back. You know, you live in Johnson City or Bristol, or, you know, you need to run down to Knoxville and back. Or you're doing a lot of driving around town. That's fine. You might be able to charge once at the beginning of the week and not even have to charge it again until the weekend. It depends on, you know, if you suffer like I do from range anxiety, like I do. I mean, I freak out when I'm losing power on my cell phone. You know, when that thing gets about halfway down, I'm thinking, okay, where's the charger? So anyway, this is going to be a challenge for people wanting to switch to electric vehicles, but it's coming. You know, I believe that the magic number for me is probably going to be 400 to 450 miles of range, and it's going to take probably some development in this solid-state battery technology. Ford and I think it's Honda. I think they're buying interest up in this company that is in Colorado. That is close to perfecting the solid state battery, and that they say that will give better range, more overall power, and that's what it's all about. Anyway, let's take our first break, and we'll be back here in just a minute. Okay, I'm back. This next segment is kind of hurts my feelings a little bit just to even talk about it, but I do have to be unbiased in this radio show. Sometimes it hurts, but I'm going to do it anyway because, you know, like I say, everybody doesn't like what I like. People are different. That's what my wife always tells me. And they are, and they have different tastes, and so people are going to like different things. And what I'm getting ready to discuss with you are the fastest selling cars right now on the market. And when I say that, I'm talking about turn time, okay? Average days that they sit on the lot. So a dealer orders a vehicle from the factory, and it arrives on a truck, and then the clock starts. It takes a couple days to get a vehicle prepped to sell. I mean, when we get a new Nissan or a new Ford, typically they're just covered up with plastic. I don't know if you remember or not, when we used to have a big problem with acid rain, and these cars would get little water spots on them, and the water spots would sit, and eventually just the acid in the rain. Yeah, there's acid in rain, apparently. And it eats into the paint finish, and almost impossible to get off if it sits there long enough. So the manufacturer started putting this stretchy white plastic on the hoods, all the flat surfaces, basically, and that's why that's there. Thought you might want to know that. Also, there's some protective things on the side to protect them when they're opening the doors on the car carriers and when they're moving around in the parking lots before they ship them to us. So we have to take all that stuff off, and we have to, of course, check all the lug nuts on the wheels, make sure they're on there good and tight. There's a checklist of things we have to do. I won't go through the whole list and bore you. But, you know, we have to set the clock, put gas in it. Sometimes they come with gas, just a little bit, a drip. But we normally will put, you know, 10 gallons in it, and then when we deliver the car, we'll fill it up. So those are the things we have to do, and so the clock has already started ticking. Then we have to wash the car, detail it, get it all pretty, put it in the showroom, or put it somewhere out there on the lot. And so at that point, you know, we're just waiting for somebody to either, you know, submit an internet lead and inquire about the car, or come in and actually take it off our hands. So that's what we're hoping for. Well, these are the cars that happens the fastest with. The very fastest right now. What would you guess? Would it be a truck? Would it be a SUV? Or would it be a sports car? Ding, 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 ding. It's a sports car. The Chevrolet Corvette 2021. I would love to have one of these. Even though I'm a Ford dealer, I was, you know, a Chevy guy for my entire life until 2005. And so a lot of people had a problem with this vehicle going from front engine to mid-engine. But I'm telling you, when you see one of those coming, you think it's a Ferrari or a McLaren or something. But no, it's a Corvette. It's not a $250,000 to $1 million car. It's the average transaction price is actually $83,865. Now, that sounds like a lot for a two-door sports car, but trust me, as good as it is, it's not. And the average time to sell a Corvette is 11.1 days, and it could happen faster than that if they could just get it through the shop sooner. The second fastest car is, believe it or not, a Lexus. It's called an IS350. You know, it just looks like a, I don't know, an Accord with a real big gaping grill on the front. Not a big fan of the front end of the Lexi. Is that the plural for Lexus, or is it Lexuses? That sounds weird. Let's call it Lexus and just leave it at that. Average time to sell is 15.1 days. 48,066 is the average transaction price on that. Now, I'll tell you, here's a little company that used to be a joke, and they're not a joke anymore. And this new Kia Telluride has got a lot of people's attention. It's a good-looking Explorer copy. You know, they took the Ford Explorer as a model and tweaked it. And they did a really good job, and a lot of people really like them. I like the headlights, especially the front end. I mean, if you look at it from a distance, you say, well, look at that Explorer. Wait a minute. That's a Telluride. So average time to sell is 16.6 days, average transaction price, which is why they sell so well, is $43,590. Here's another Lexus, an RX450H. This is a hybrid. This is going to be, kind of a midsize five-passenger SUV or crossover. It sells in 19.1 days, and the average transaction price is around $58,000. Toyota's kind of dominated the midsize truck business for a while. There didn't used to be a midsize truck. There were just small trucks and big trucks. And then a company called Dodge came out with a something called the Dakota, created a whole new segment. And I don't know when Toyota was making a Tacoma. I don't know if they called it the Tacoma back in the old days, but it's now called the Tacoma, and the 2021 model sells in an average of 19.3 days. Average transaction price is $37,364. We sell some Rangers. When the Ford came back out with the Ranger, they dropped it in 2011. When they came back out with it, 2018, I guess. Maybe it was 2019. We had really good demand for them, but we were stocking too expensive of them. I mean, some of them were like $43,000. And we realized real quickly that folks didn't want to pay $43,000 for a midsize truck, so we changed the way we ordered them. And we started instead of ordering Lariat packages, we started ordering the base package and getting something called the STX package. And they are flying off the shelves, folks. I wish I had 50 of them out there, but the Toyota Tacoma is the fastest selling at 19.3 days. Mercedes made the list, number 6 out of 20. 2021 Mercedes-Benz GLS. This, Mercedes used to look so much better. I'm sorry. If you're a Mercedes dealer or owner, you're probably not listening anyway. But these things are selling in 19.9 days. Might as well call it 20. Average transaction price, $95,000. It's really sits atop a Mercedes-Benz SUV food chain, pretty big vehicle. If you buy one of these things, you probably own horses because you can afford them. 21 Cadillac Escalade takes 20 days to sell. It's 7 out of 20 on the list. Average, folks, I can't get over this. Average transaction price for an Escalade is $99,396. Now, I always hate it when people say, well, I paid less than that for my house. Well, I did too. My first house was $39,900. It's a big deal. You know, that was back in 1980. Get over it. I mean, you think about these things. 2021 Cadillac Escalade. I've seen them. They're very boxy, very blunt front end, but they're selling quickly. And its sister vehicle, the GMC Yukon, is number 8. I mean, it's selling in 20.8 days, average transaction price of about $79,000. The shorter version, the shorter wheelbase of the Escalade sells better, but it's the long version, kind of like the Suburban version. You know, it's a lot longer. That's the one I would want if I was buying one. I mean, if you're going to buy something that big, make it really big. You know, be able to haul some luggage in the back. Now we're going to go on a Toyota run, it looks like. The Toyota RAV4 Hybrid is the next fastest to sell at 22.2 days. Average transaction price around $35,000. I remember when those were cheap. Another Toyota, the Land Cruiser, the all-new 21 Toyota Land Cruiser. I don't know that that's all new. I think the next one is going to be all new. They don't really make many of these. It's not really fair to have it on this list. Average turn time is 23.1. Average price is $88,726. The Land Cruiser that I restored back in 19... Well, I restored it about 10 years ago and sold it. After it was restored completely, like a brand new 1978 Toyota Land Cruiser, I sold it for $75,000. That thing sold new for about $3,500. So they've gone up in value. Up, oh, here's another Toyota. Toyota Sienna minivan. Here's a minivan on the list. You know, I've heard that that Sienna minivan is really nice. They say if you're considering a minivan, that there are two, basically, that are top-notch. You know, if I was not a Ford dealer, not in the car business, wanted a minivan, I would drive two, the Odyssey, the Honda Odyssey, or the Toyota Sienna, and just see which one I like better. I don't like where they put the gear shifts on those. It's kind of goofy. Hey, I was looking on the news the other on one of the websites, and there was a Ford Aerostar van with a five-speed manual in it. They were talking about how rare it was. Who cares? Who wants an Aerostar? But anyway, a five-speed manual transmission in a you're not going to find one of those in an Odyssey or a Toyota Sienna. Toyota average price is $47,682. And it only comes with a hybrid powertrain. So that's probably one of the reasons why this thing is selling pretty good. It has 243 horsepower, which is peppy. I don't know how peppy it'll be with eight people in it. But average time to sell is 23.3 days. The short wheelbase GMC Yukon is selling pretty quickly too. It's 12 of 20 at 23.8 days. Average price $76,903. Everything's expensive. 13 of 20, the 13th best-selling vehicle is the Ford, or fastest turning. Again, not best-selling because Ford outsells all of these by a bunch. I mean, as far as the F-150, but average time to sell is 24 days. For F-150, an average selling price for a pickup truck, folks, is $66,355. Let me blow through a couple of these other ones that a lot of Toyotas, Mercedes, Toyota. Must be nice to be a Toyota dealer. And then a Toyota. And then one more Toyota. So, obviously, Toyota is a good place to be if you're a car dealer. These RAV4s and Siennas and stuff like that, I mean, just about everything they have sells well. I've never been a really big Toyota fan. I guess, and that's just, it's not because of reliability or anything, because, you know, they have a good reliability record for the most part until you really dig in. You dig in and you'll find out the truth. But anyway, Toyota's, their styling is just not me. And I think they try too hard on the exterior. They used to not try hard enough, and I think they go overboard now. But the Toyota lovers don't turn me off. Now, don't switch channels just because I'm not all in for Toyota. I like Honda better. Well, I like Ford best. Well, I like Nissan too. So here comes my bias. We'll take our last break and be back here in just a minute. Okay, so we're back. Sorry about my bias towards the end of that. Here comes a little bit more. You know, Ford has really transformed itself. Unfortunately, we don't have any passenger cars that we sell anymore except the Ford Mustang. There are some dealers advertising. Apparently, there's a lot of dealers that have 2020 inventory left over in the Fusion, but we do not. We have one left, and the rebate on that thing is huge. So if you're interested in a passenger car, you might want to look at the Fusion. You know, because if a manufacturer quits making something, a lot of people think that, you know, if they drop a model line, does that really affect the value of it? You know, in my experience, it does not. You know, as long as the warranty support is there, at one time, yeah, I guess maybe 30, 40 years ago, if they dropped a vehicle line, then the bottom could have fallen out of the prices. But You know, this is being done over and over again. You think about how things change and all the new models. And, you know, I just think consumers get numb to it as far as all the name changes and stuff. And now, sometimes when they resurrect a name, people get excited, you know, just like they have with the new Ford Bronco. And the Bronco's coming. You know, we've been selling this new Bronco Sport, which is an escape-based off-road vehicle, which is really tough. It's proven to be something that's really a good off-road vehicle. But the new Bronco is going to be just out of this world for us. We've got the first 51 of them that we get are sold. Can you believe that? I mean, I still can't get over it. I mean, the first 180,000 that come in to the Ford Motor Company, or that they manufacture, which I don't know, with the chip shortage, who knows when that'll happen. But anyway, the first 180,000 of those things are sold. So people say, when are you going to get the new Bronco in? I'd like to look at it. So, well, you can look at it, but you can't buy it. You know, I hate to say that, but that's kind of the way it is. Ford's coming out with a new Timberline. It's called the Ford Explorer Timberline, and it looks really off-road. So Ford is really jumping on this SUV and truck bandwagon and just abandoning cars altogether, and the others will soon follow suit. Sorry, car lovers. If you're interested in a car, I've got a nice 76 Buick Electra 225 two-door that's available. And believe it or not, it only has 8,000 miles on it, and it can be yours. Just give me a call. You can call me anytime about anything as far as it's car concerned. My phone number is 423-552-2020. I'm the car guru, and I'm here for you. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.